Good morning, America. This is the Katz Roundtable. John Katz and Katie's here Sunday morning. What's going on in our country? Well, with us is a friend. His name is Mark Meadows. And he was chief of staff to the president of the United States, President Trump, from 2020 to 2021. And he was in Congress from North Carolina. And he's with us today, and he's got a new book. Mark Meadows, tell us about your new book.
Well, it's great to be with you and all the listeners. It's called The Chief's Chief. It's actually coming out in a few weeks, but it's available for pre-sale now. And really, it gives you kind of a behind-the-scenes look that either the president or myself would be the only two people that could actually share how decisions were made, some of the stories that, honestly, some of the left has used in an inappropriate manner and in a dishonest manner. And we settled the story bringing forth the truth and in a humorous way at times and in a very direct way all the time. But look forward to sharing some of the stories that candidly haven't been reported on today.
Did the president help you on some of it, or is your memories? How is it?
Well, the president did help me on some of it. A lot of it is my personal notes and memories from the time that I had the honor of serving President Trump. But we've had two or three good conversations with President Trump, both in the beginning of the book as well as the ending of the book, because as we finished it up, you know, we had Afghanistan happening with Joe Biden, a real debacle there. We talked about some of the differences in his leadership style and decision-making versus what we're seeing right now out of 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. And so I think you'll find it a refreshing read, something that honestly will create a few headlines, but more importantly, just share the truth of what happened during at least the last year of the administration, but also some stories for the lead up to that.
Understood. And it'll be out December 1, and name of it, give me the name again?
It's called The Chief's Chief.
The Chief's Chief.
The Chief's Chief. So it's available now on Amazon or Barnes & Noble, so we would love for you to go and pre-order.
Understood. Tell us, Mark Meadows, you were right in the Oval Office, and so many things have happened since then. President Biden has been in charge for 9 months. We got a few messes on our hands. So what most concerns you?
Well, I think probably what concerns me most is that there is more of a knock on wood kind of strategy coming out from Joe Biden. There's no decisions that are really being made. You know, as you know, he talked about the deal that he had made with some of our allies on a submarine purchase, and mentioned to Francis Macron that it was handled in a clumsy manner. Well, that probably is indicative of most of the things that have happened over the first 9 to 10 months. It's just clumsy at best, and really at worst, just a dereliction of just common sense when it comes to addressing some of these things. You know, we see it at the border, we see it in economics, and it's kind of a bury your head in the sand kind of approach instead of actually making the hard decisions that hopefully will be to the benefit of not only the United States, but certainly our allies as well.
Yeah, well, a lot of us are very much concerned about a lot of favoritisms towards China, a lot of favoritisms towards Russia, a lot of favoritisms towards OPEC because of what's going on with oil. And it's a very concerning to the American people. Now, tell me, you're from North Carolina originally, and that's not too far away from Virginia. How's the pulse in Virginia for the election on Tuesday?
Well, I'll be able to speak to that. Actually, you know, when I left Congress, I am now actually a resident of the Commonwealth of Virginia. I've already gone to vote. I can tell you the energy is undeniable in Virginia. Terry McAuliffe, the Democrat running for governor there, made the wrong decision to fight with parents instead of fighting for parents when it comes to their education and school. And that is resonating not just with Republican voters, but with unaffiliated voters and concerned voters on the Democrat side. If they've got kids in school, what you're finding is that one issue has really mobilized so many people in Virginia. I think what we will see, at the end of voting next week is that we'll have a Republican governor in the state of Virginia. And almost equally as important, we will see the House of Delegates, which is actually up and not being talked about that much. The House of Delegates flip from blue to red, picking up anywhere from 7 to 9 seats in the House of Delegates. But the energy is undeniable, and quite frankly, the message is very clear when it comes to Virginia politics.
Well, Mark Meadows, thank you for everything you've done for our country and continue to speak out for our country. And I'll be ordering that book on Amazon and the Chief's Chief. Is that
Thanks
right?
so much, John. It's Thank great so to be much. With you and all your listeners. All the best to you.
Thank you. God bless. This is the Cats Roundtable. We'll be right back.